What's up?
Hey, Bill, you said yesterday, you know, you're not going to change quarterbacks. When you watch the tape and you see Brock in meetings and practice, what do you see that gives you confidence he's going to play better and reach that consistency you've been talking about since the start of the season?
Yeah, there's 160 plays in yesterday's game, and the game usually turns on, you know, between 8 to 10 plays, and, you know, some of those plays weren't very good. Talk about the whole team, John. But a lot of the plays were good. And so what happens is when you get into these games where San Diego makes a few more plays than you do, a few less mistakes than you do, you're not going to win the game. Now, as it relates to the quarterback spot, like, so one of the things that I really try hard not to do is to – oh, obviously the head coach and the quarterback take the most criticism when you lose. That's the nature of the business. We all understand that. But there's 11 guys on the field. There is an offensive line, there's running backs, there's receivers, there's tight ends. Could Brock have done some things better yesterday? Absolutely. Could the offensive line have played better yesterday? Could I have coached better yesterday? Absolutely. So it's a team sport, and you know, Brock is our starting quarterback, and that's the way it is.
You changed quite a bit the last 2 years on quarterbacks. Do you look back?
Some of that was because, you know, we had injuries.
I know, but
we had a guy
towards
ACL. We had a guy. You know, we had several. So last year, 2 years ago is 2 years ago. You know, I think that's a pretty general question coming from you. Just, you know, if you look at specifically to every instance in the last 2 years where we changed quarterbacks, you know, there were different issues that came up. A lot of it was injury. We had concussions. We had torn ACL. We had a broken leg. I think Fitzy broke his leg in the Indy game. I mean, so that's 2 years ago, last year. That has nothing to do with this year.
It's a team sport, as you mentioned.
Yes, it is, Paul.
And when Osweiler, though, unfortunately, if he has an inaccurate pass, that's going to mean a lot more than a lot of mistakes made by some of the other players. And he said afterwards, when I asked him about some of the interceptions, he said that he made the right read on the play to Hopkins, and he just didn't get there. And then the pass to Griffin obviously sailed a little bit.
Play to Hopkins? Well, hold on now. There's 160 plays in the game.
The one that
ask
was
me
intercepted
exactly
on.
What play you're talking about?
The first interception of the game.
It was a play action pass where three blocks were missed up front. He was flush from the pocket, and he tried to make a play to Hopkins. Hopkins was on the sideline, and the guy made a nice play undercutting it. Look, in the end, yeah, could he have thrown it away? He could have thrown it away, but a lot of things had to go. A lot of things went wrong on that play. The interception wasn't a great thing. The other play you're talking about, that was to Fedorowicz, not Griffin. He threw an interception. He tried to hit a seam ball versus Tampa coverage to Fedorowicz, which I thought was the right read on the play. He just made a poor throw. That's one play out of 160 plays. Of course, we have to take care of the ball better. We can't turn it over. I mean, I'll go through every single play with you. I got them. You know what I mean? Any play you want to ask me about, I'll go through it. But I'll correct you when you're not right about asking about what play. He was going to Fedorowicz on that play, made a poor throw, made the right read, got to make a better throw. There's 159 other plays in the game that, you know, we could dissect. Again, it's all about 11 guys doing it as consistently as they can on the same page. It's all about correcting those things and understanding how close you are to getting it right. It's all about understanding that this league is a very tight league, and that we all have to do a better job, starting with me, leading into the Green Bay game.
But on the accuracy front, and I understand what you're saying on those two plays.
We could be here all day. I enjoy your questions. I really do. I think that one of the keys to being a good quarterback is being accurate. And I think that we work on accuracy with all of our quarterbacks all the time. I think that's a key. I think Brock would be the first one to tell you. I think there's been very many times where he has been accurate, and there's been other times where he hasn't been as accurate as he needs to be. He's working very hard to be as accurate and improve his accuracy all the time, and we work hard on it with him.
It looked like he was pretty accurate on that throw downfield to Will Fuller. Can you just talk through
Yeah, that? No, I thought that was a great – that's a good point, Sarah. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Fuller ran a what we call a special seam route, and Brock made a really nice throw over his outside shoulder, and Will did a great job of catching it and keeping his feet in bounds, and it was a very – well-executed play.
What do you see from the red zone? Because it seems like, you know, all year it's been tough sledding for you guys in there.
Yeah, no, we got to be better in the red zone. We got down there a few times. We can execute better down there. We can design better plays down there. We all have to do a better job in the red zone. There's no doubt about it.
You encouraged that Fuller, it seemed like it went along with the health factor once he was, you know, over some of the injuries, and now he started to pick up where he was at the Tennessee game.
I thought he played well yesterday. You know, I think we put him back there on punt returns. I think he can do a little bit better back there on a punt return deal. But I thought receiving-wise, he made some really nice catches, some tough catches, and I thought he played well.
I wanted to ask about Bernard McKinney, too. It's now at 100 tackles and plus for
the year. He's had a heck of a year. He had a great game yesterday, had multiple tackles, had a sack, does a lot for us, and he's had a really, really good year for us.
In what areas have you seen Brock make the most progress since, from the beginning of the season until now? And what areas do you still think he has, like, a way to go or has more improvement to be made?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into, like, all the different areas. I mean, I could get into areas where I need to do a better job. You know, like, where can I do a better job? I'm not going to dissect where each player, what areas they need to do a better job in. I mean, we could be here all day. Every player is on our team. You know, we have a great locker room. They're all looking to improve in any way that they can. Coaches are looking to improve. You know, look, we've got 5 games left. I know everybody out there is giving up on us, but there's nobody in here that's giving up on themselves or on this team. So we're going to fight. We're going to try to improve, and we're going to try to do a little bit better job next time out.
Okay, what about the first part, though? What areas do you really like the way he's playing? What he's doing?
I told you, I'm not dissecting the different areas.
Bill, at times you talked about the identity of the team. You know, a couple years ago you guys had an identity. You're always trying to find it. What would you say the identity of the team is right now, or are you still trying to find that entering week 13?
I mean, I think we're a tough team. I think we play hard. I think we have a good defense that plays hard. I think we run the ball well on offense, and I think overall we've been okay on special teams. I'd like to be a little bit better on special teams. I know Larry would too. But that's what our identity is. We're a tough football team, a team that is going to play 60 minutes, and that's what we are.
It looked like Lamar limped off a little bit at the end of the game. What happened to him?
Okay? I don't know. Yeah, I think he's going to be fine.
Bill, you touched on Bernard Rick. What is happening with him that's made him so special so quickly at this level?
Well, he's an excellent player himself. I mean, he's very instinctive. He understands the defense. We line him up in different spots. Yesterday he played a lot of what John Simon's role would have been in the game. He just does a lot for us, and he's just an excellent player.
Bill, you just said you think everybody's giving up on you. Why do you feel that way?
Well, I just think that, you know, anytime, you know, you lose a game, it's tough. And did I say that? I didn't mean it that way. Look, what I mean is, when you lose a game in the NFL, it's terrible for everybody involved. The home city, the team, the players, everybody understands that. But what we have in our locker room is a bunch of resilient guys that know that they're 3-0 in their division, that there's a lot of football left. If I could take that back, I'd take it back. I didn't mean it that way. I meant that there's a lot of ball left, and it's football. The league, I've said this to you guys 1,000 times, the league is set up to be an 8-8 league. So we've got to understand what it takes to not be 8-8, not to be 9-7, to get over the hump of that. And that's what we're trying to do. We've got to do a lot to improve. We understand that. But we've got a bunch of guys that want to fight in that locker room.
I know Irvin wasn't in the game because he had the chest injury. He was out. Will Fuller return punts? What were your thoughts on Fuller returning punts? And do you think that'll continue going forward? Or if Irvin comes back, will he get the job?
Yeah,
back?
Irvin probably will not be back this week. So, you know, look, I think I really wanted Will back there because, you know, obviously in the Tennessee game, he really gave us a big boost there with a touchdown return. And so in this game, I thought there was a lot that he can learn from. You know, we had a wall return set up, and I think he went the wrong way. Another one, you know, just I thought he made a good decision on fielding the ball, fair caught it. You know, it was a little inconsistent. And so I think having him back there helps us, and I think it's just us, it's me, overall doing a better job of coaching him when he's back there.
Bill, last year you guys were 2-5, and obviously, you know, called back from that, got to 9-7, made the playoffs. But, I mean, there was a point where you had said that you were going to stop reading everything, you know, tunnel vision. and that worked for you guys. And even your first year, I mean, you guys were down, up and down. You're able to kind of fight your way out of it. Does it feel like you're at that point right now with the team to where it's, you know, it's 6-5 and you got two road games coming up that are winnable, but they're also tough games, that this could be a defining point in the season for you guys?
Oh, yeah, this is big, Brian. No doubt about it. You know, and I don't think there's any question about it. And I know you guys have a job to do, and I don't mean that. I shouldn't have said what I said. That's not what I meant when I talked to John about the – I just mean that it's very difficult to lose in this league. You know, it's just a hard thing because you put so much work into it. What I mean is that we all realize the tough games. Every game's tough. We're going into Green Bay. Be a very difficult team, very difficult opponent, great coaching staff. And I think we have the type of team, though, that understands. We just I just watched basically most of the game with them as a team today. And, you know, there's maybe this play here or that play there, this technique there that we could all do a better job of. If we can clean those things up, coaching-wise too, you know, we'll have a shot to play well in all these games. If we don't, we won't. But I think, you know, the sun will come up the next day, but, you know, it's just the way it is. We've got to clean these things up and try to coach them better and get everybody on the same page.
Do you see a common thread to the penalties? Obviously, a lot of them are same calls.
Yeah.
Just in terms of what your guys could do differently? Or
yeah, we had some defensive holding calls, Aaron. We had some neutral zone infractions, you know, where we were lined up in the neutral zone. You can ask another question. Give him the mic back. I'll stay here as long as you guys want me to. We have to realize, I think, as coaches and players, how the game is being officiated right away, as soon as we can. If it's being called tight, every crew is a little bit different. That's just the way it is. That's human nature. If it's being called tightly on the perimeter of the defense, you know, right away, then, you know, we've got to understand, hey, maybe we can't use our hands as much, or, you know, maybe we got to make sure we can only check them under 5 yards, you know, things like that. If it's being called, the same crew called the neutral zone infractions against us against Minnesota. So we should know that. We know that. Look, we got to, you know, so we all have to, that's what I'm talking about, 160 plays. There were 156 plays in the game, and we made 20 mistakes, and San Diego only made 15. That's where you win and lose the game, and part of it is what you're talking about. We didn't win the penalty battle. Even though the numbers suggest maybe we did, we really didn't.
What is the challenge?
We gave up too many. We had too many first and fives, you know, first and five because of the neutral zones, or first downs because of the defensive holding.
What are the challenges of facing the Packers offense?
Well, you know, it starts with Aaron Rodgers. You know, great player, very athletic, great arm. Just just does a lot back there. Very different player than ones that we've played so far this year. Big physical offensive line. A lot of good receivers. Obviously, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Ty Montgomery is a great special teams player for them. They line those guys up everywhere. Mike's scheme is very hard to go against. Good backs, big backs, James Starks. You know, so it's a big challenge for us. You know, our defense, you know, look, our defense has played well. Our offense needs to play better. I mean, let's put the cards on the table. I mean, the defense has given up less than 100 yards rushing in three straight games and played really hard. Like, could they play a little bit better on a couple shot plays yesterday and here and there? You know, yeah. But, like, our defense has played well. We've got to play better on offense. But I know our defense, you know, understands the challenge of going into Green Bay.
On defense, you had to shuffle some personnel without Johnson. You had to put Malu up for the first time. Did you really push the defense today?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you think that went, and do you think there's a shot that John could be back this week or
something? No, I don't think John will be back. We did a lot. John will be back, you know, before the end of the season, but he won't be back this week, I don't think. We did. We give credit to a lot of different guys up front. Obviously, Clowney, move him around a lot. We ask him to do a lot. He's playing banged up, too. Give him a lot of credit. Whitney Merciless had a really good game for us. I think he had 3 TFLs, had some quarterback hits. Played very tough on the perimeter of the defense. McKinney, we've already talked about. Bryant Cushing always plays tough for us. I thought Vince did a nice job. DJ Reader did a nice job inside. DJ Reader made a lot of plays. Quentin Demps played well. He had the one double move on him, but other than that, the guy played a good football game. Dre Howell, you know, solid game. So, you know, a lot of guys contributed, and you know, anytime you lose somebody, you know, the next guy's got to step up. But sometimes that involves more than one guy.
Do
Bill, your first 2 years, you know, you guys had to dig yourselves out of some holes, but it worked. I mean, you were able to get to the playoffs, get to 9-7 that first year, which was tough with Fitzpatrick and Mallett. What did you find as a coach worked in terms of whether it was challenging the guys, allowing the vets to lead the team more, I mean, changing some things up? I know there's a lot of stuff you do, but do you have to kind of go back to that well a little to try and get the best out of this team for the next five games?
I think the best thing you can do for me personally is just for me personally to answer that question is to just be yourself. Be real with the players. Like, this is what it is. I mean, these are the plays that we executed well. These are the plays that we didn't execute well. These are the plays that shouldn't have been called. We've got to eliminate those plays. We're all in it together. I just try to go into those meetings. I'm not trying to mind trick anybody or do anything like that. I'm just saying, hey, look, guys, it's all out there for us. We're 3-0 in the division. We've got, like you pointed out, in every game. I think every week is tough. You know, I told you this story before. I remember being on a Patriots staff where we were undefeated, and we were playing a Miami team at that time that was 1-11. And I can remember that was, I think, an overtime game. I mean, these games are all tough, and our players understand that. We have tough players. You know, you watch the film and you watch our guys fly around. We just need to clean some things up and be more consistent. Now, you can say to me, why are you saying that in December? I don't know, but I am. We got to keep working on it. You know, that's our – what choice do we have? We're going to keep trying to work to get better.
This question's for Katie. You've come along – since you went to Penn State, they've come a long way. What do you think about them being in the championship game considering where they were when you got there?
Couldn't be more proud of that program. Those kids, you know, a lot of those kids were there when we were there as a staff. I could answer this forever. In 2012, I will say this. In 2012, people gave up on that program. And you can go back and look it up. Numerous experts gave up on that program. And it's a great testament to that school, that coaching staff, James's Franklin staff that's there now, and especially those kids to come back from that and to be, you know, 10-2 playing in a Big Ten championship game when it was basically very close to death penalty SMU type sanctions. And that's a testament to that those kids that are there now.
Talking about college football, what do you think about Tom Herman taking over at Texas?
Yeah, I think he's a great coach. I think Texas got a great coach. You know, I've gotten to know Tom a little bit when they practice over here. I've watched them on TV. Obviously, Mike Vrabel holds Tom in very high esteem. And, you know, I think that Texas is an unbelievable job, and they hired a great coach. And I think one thing I would like to say, though, is to make sure on that is I really respect and admire Charlie Strong. I think Charlie Strong is a hell of a guy and an excellent football coach. And, you know, like we all know, sometimes it doesn't work out. It's not from lack of effort, lack of toughness and things like that. Charlie's a tough guy, good football coach. And now Texas has moved on to Tom Herman, and Tom Herman's an excellent football coach.